The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The Word of God we want to consider today is again our epistle reading for this past Sunday, which was the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 and 13 to 25, where Paul was inspired to write, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." My dear friends in Christ, Paul says here, "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law." I often like to refer to the Bugs Bunny cartoons that I would watch many years ago, especially on Saturday mornings. But in those cartoons, whenever Bugs Bunny was presented with a moral dilemma, or often when he was, what would happen is that on one shoulder there would be an angel Bugs, little Bugs, and on the other shoulder would be a little devil Bugs. And they would fight with each other. And, well, the angel Bugs would be trying to get Bugs Bunny to do what was right, and the devil Bugs would try to get him to do what was wrong. And oftentimes what was the case is that the devil Bugs would end up winning. Well, in our Christian lives, there's a similar battle that's going on, but it's not a cartoon, and it's not something that's funny. It's that battle between our sinful flesh and our new man, our sinful flesh, which is powered by Satan and sin, our new man, which is empowered by the Holy Spirit, who's living in us through faith. Unfortunately, our sinful nature all too often ends up winning the battles here. But it doesn't have to be that way. Why? Well, just think about which force is greater. Our sinful nature, well, that's empowered by Satan and sin. Our new man, it's empowered by the Holy Spirit, by the Almighty God. And, well, which is stronger? Well, there's no comparison. And obviously, our Almighty God is stronger. And that fact means that our sinful flesh doesn't ever have to get the best of us. So as Paul says to us, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, because it's through that word that the Holy Spirit builds up and strengthens our faith so that we can fight against our sinful nature. Paul said, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. The story is told of Abraham Lincoln going to a slave auction one day. That doesn't sound quite right, but Abraham Lincoln, he was appalled by how the traders and their customers mistreated the human beings who were on the auction block. There was a young woman who was put on that block who especially attracted Abraham Lincoln's attention. He could look at her eyes and see how years of oppression had shriveled her soul. She regarded absolutely everyone around her with hatred and contempt. And, well, when the bidding began, Abraham Lincoln made an offer. He offered a price. Someone bid higher, so Lincoln bid higher again. And the battle between them kind of went on for a while, but Abraham Lincoln ended up winning the bid. And he purchased the slave, and when he handed the price to the trader, well, then he took the title to the slave to the woman, and she glared at him and asked him what he was going to do with her. Lincoln said, "I'm going to set you free." The young woman was skeptical. She said, "Free? Free for what?" "Just free," said Lincoln. "Completely free," he said. Well, she said, "Free to do what?" "Whatever I want." Lincoln said, "Yes." "Free to say whatever I want?" "That's right," Lincoln said. "Free to go wherever I want?" Lincoln answered, "Yes, you may go wherever you want to go." Then the young lady said with a sudden smile, "Then I want to go with you." Having been set free from sin and slavery to the law by our Lord Jesus, isn't it our greatest joy to go wherever he goes, to follow him through our lives? That's what it really means to stand firm in your freedom in Christ. We aren't free to sin, but we are free to live by the Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, help us to always appreciate the freedom from Satan and sin we have in Christ, and help us to live as those who have been freed from Satan and sin. And help us to look to the Holy Spirit for his help to live for Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.